Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
By and large, the organized church has taught people to be beggars. They've not taught them to be bold. They've not taught them to be believers. And they certainly haven't taught them to be receivers, to come and take it. Somebody say, come and take it. Keep reading. Come boldly, boldly, unto the throne of grace that we may obtain. Does that sound like a faith word?
Yes.
Obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Somebody say obtain. And find. Listen to the Young's literal translation. We may come near with freedom through the throne of grace that we may receive kindness. Somebody say receive. And find grace for seasonable help. Can you see what he's talking about? You come boldly to do what?
Receive.
To receive. Lay hold. In fact, go to 1 Timothy 6. Let me remind you of this. 1 Timothy 6:12 talks about faith and gives again the language. In fact, this is the same word, Greek word, that's found in Mark 11:24. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Are you there? 6:12. What does it say? Fight the good fight of faith. Now, why would it be a fight? What do you got to fight through? Is it God? You have to struggle with God? No. I mean, if God didn't want you to have it, you ain't going to get it. Period. You could fight all you want to. Do anything you think you want to do. And you ain't going to change him and overcome him and rend something out of his hand that he didn't want you to have. Ain't going to happen. So you're not fighting him. But how many know there's an enemy that'll resist you, try to confuse you? And there's people that are confused by him. They'll try to hinder you. You got your own feelings, don't you? Your own unrenewed mind. You got the symptoms. You got the circumstances. There's all kind of stuff that you'll have to wade through. But what did he say? Fight the good fight of faith. Tell me that next phrase. Tell me that next phrase. Do what? Do what?
Lay hold.
What does that sound like?
Receive.
Does that sound like sitting by in the corner with your hands folded singing, Kumbaya, Lord. Come by here if you want to. No. See, the church, organized church, has taught people to be beggars and to wait on God for whatever he wants. And that whatever happened was what he wanted. So just be happy with it. The church organized has taught people to be passive. 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 When the Bible has always taught God's people to be possessors. Possessors. And a faith man is a possessing man.
Yes.
A faith woman is a possessing woman.
Amen.
They possess.
Hallelujah.
They receive.
Yes.
They lay hold.
Yes.
They take.
Yes.
Can you see we need to camp on this?
Yes.
'Cause we're dealing with centuries of junk. Of how to be a Christian and what it means to be a Christian. God intended that you and I have some faith.
Amen.
And you and I learn how to stand up and go get what he tells us is ours. And fight through anything and everything until we lay hold of it. And then hold on it till we see it. I mean, it could be tough. It could be rough. But when the smoke clears, we're standing there with it, with our foot on the devil's head. Right? God intended for you and I to be strong and overcomers and more than conquerors. But so many think it's humble. They think it's yielded to God to be weak and passive and do nothing. And everything's up to God. Wait on God. And it's not the Bible. I said it is not the Bible. Think about the people that got healed and got miracles in Jesus' ministry. Think about them. Was it the people that waited in the corner for the Lord to notice them? Huh? How many cases do you see where people were just sitting by and saying, whatever the Lord wants, whatever the Lord wants, and got healed? No. What kind of people got healed? What kind of people got healed? The woman that pressed through the crowd. How about her? Pushed through. Kept pushing and pressing. Is she fighting the good fight of faith? She kept saying, if I just touch his garment, I'll be healed. I just touch his garment. Came and took a healing. He wasn't having a healing meeting. He wasn't praying for the sick. She didn't even ask him if it'd be okay. She just pressed in and took a healing. Took it. Took it. That's why she was alarmed when he stopped. And she thought, uh-oh, oh, no, he's going to want it back. But he didn't. And he didn't rebuke her. He didn't say, sister, you didn't even ask me if it was my will. No, that's these confused theologians and confused preachers. No, he looked at her. He said, daughter, good, good. Be a good comfort. Your faith made you whole. Good, good. Wonder what he's saying today. You think he's saying, yeah, just sit over there and be humble now till I notice you if I want to. Or is he saying, get up, get up, get up and come here and get it. Come get it. Come get your healing. Come get your prosperity. Come get it. People like blind Bartimaeus. He couldn't see how to get to Jesus. But his lungs and voice were working just fine. Jesus! 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 They said, shut up! Shut up! He said, Jesus! Got louder. Got loud, didn't he? But he also got healed! Didn't he? Why? Because he come to get it. He come to get it. Like the man born by four. Came, house is full. They couldn't get in the door. Couldn't find a place to park. Nothing. And a lot of folk would say, well, must not be the Lord's will. Because we couldn't get through. And you know, we just want what the Lord wants. No, you don't. You're just weak and lazy. How about these guys? They said, well, you can't get in the door. You can't get in there. You can't do there. You know. And then they looked up. Ain't nobody up there. Ain't nobody on the roof. And they got up there and tore up the man's roof. Tore it apart. They come to receive. They came to obtain. They came to lay hold. And if it took tearing up some roofs, hey. Whatever it takes. Right? And the man walked away. Walked away. Healed and delivered. The people that got miracles were not passive, weak, do-nothings. They were people that heard about Jesus and they believed and they got up and they went and they took it. They took it. They took it. They obtained. Can you say amen? Fight the good fight of faith. Verse 12. Do what? Fight the good fight of faith and do what? Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold. You have to lay hold. Now, go with me, please, with that in mind, over to John, the third chapter. And then I think we'll go straight from there to Nehemiah 9. And if you don't know where that is, maybe they can put it up on the screen for us. But we're going to John 3. There are two things as Christians, believers, we must find out. And that the world is ignorant of, and sadly so much of the church is ignorant of. Two things we must find out. Number one, what God has given to us. And number two, how to possess it. So many have just implied, well, it's not up to us. God makes all our decisions for us. He decides whether we're blessed or not, whether we're rich or poor, whether we're smart or dumb, whether we're successful or failures, whether we're sick or healed. He makes all the decisions. And that's mighty convenient. Because that means you do nothing. Absolutely not. And there are people to take that to the extreme and say, well, it's up to him whether we're saved too. Whether you're saved or lost. I mean, nothing you can do. It's just up to him. If you're preordained and predestined to be saved, you will be. And if you're not, you won't be. That means you do nothing. None of it's up to you. None of it is in your hands. And that's a lie. I said, that's a lie. God has given us a will. The ability to choose. And he's given us the ability to have faith. And through our faith, we're to possess what he's given. Amen. God provides, but we must possess. And you, first of all, you got to find out what he has provided. In John, the third chapter, John chapter 3 and 27. Put it up on the screen if you can. John 3, 27. What does it say? John 3, 27. A man can receive nothing except what? Except it be given him from heaven. You can't receive it unless he's given it. But you're not going to try to receive it till you know he's given it. Right? You're not going to go to get something you don't know is yours.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Possessing Your Possessions, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303F. That's R1303F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. God.